forever. Dog.
The goody goody.
Sabrina Jellies. The goody goody. You're listening to the goody goody beat.
Hey, what up? This is Sabrina Jellies, and I'm about to call my friend Lisa. Care to come with? Wow, she's really keeping us on the edge of our seats here.
Yay!
You are the busiest woman in the quarantine, ladies and gentlemen. Lisa Traeger, insert applause.
Oh, it's
break.
Just the start.
Yeah,
amazing.
We're just gonna start right into it. I can't believe how many times it rang before you picked up.
Oh, I mean, I was washing my hands, but tell your wife I cleaned both bathrooms.
Ooh, she'll fill it in her chart. That's awesome. First of all, I love that you have two bathrooms. And second of all, I love that they're clean. You're now, you're like, I mean, this is different than pre-quarantine Lisa.
No, this apartment brought the best out of me for sure.
It's an apartment in West Hollywood. Lisa has had many living situations that I've seen over time. Highlight, obviously, was when your superintendent was peeking through your window and whistling and you thought it was a bird. For hours. Yeah. So she's been down in the dumps, but she started from the bottom and now she's here. Two baths, a beautiful big apartment in West Hollywood. Balcony.
Yeah. And like, there's also so much space. I have all these closets. So this is definitely the first apartment where I hang clothes up that I've taken pride that I vacuum. And what I've learned is like, I get so overwhelmed. So instead of being like, I have to clean everything, I'm like, just vacuum this one room or like just do the bathroom. And so like carport
mentally.
Yeah.
Compartmentalizing. I think the quarantine's making me use words that I don't have any right to use either, in terms of like, just, I was trying to say the word oscillate, but I'm like, when did I start saying oscillate? Now I used it to describe like when people are like, how are you? I'm like, well, I'm going back and forth, but I wanted a better word, oscillate, between being like horrified about the world and then feeling so grateful and just like everything in between. Yeah.
That's the toughest part when people ask, how are you? I feel like I'm so blessed. Everyone in my life is doing good. They have food. They're able to sit home. Their families are paying attention. They're able to stay home. Or if they're working, it's safe. Like, I feel really lucky. I have friends come visit. The FaceTimes, the technology.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's like, if I think outside of myself for a moment, it's horrific.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like the worst thing. You know, people are going to die. A lot of people are going to die. And it's going to, we already know like one person removed. And I hope it's like, it's just every day I wake up scared that it's going to be someone close to home.
Mm-hmm.
And just thinking of the people who can't feed their kids, who are in domestic, but like,
thinking about that is just so dark.
Where it's like, we're all like, you know, do yoga.
Yeah.
How
to not go crazy with all the time you have.
Yeah. And so it's like, but those things are necessary. Like, that's where we are in our path to like be reminded to stretch or whatever. But it just feels so fucked how bad it's, yeah. So it's tough. It's like, yeah, I'm doing great. I'm watching television shows. I'm FaceTiming with all the babies in my life. Like, it's, it's tough to feel grateful because I feel guilty.
You connect with babies and your friends' kids probably deeper than all the other peripheral friends. You just lock in with babies. Has that always been the case?
Well, I love it. I was actually thinking because, Wolfie's talking now and I want to be like, I want to talk to him, where I feel like as babies, I'm like full connected. And then when they're like on their own, but they're not talking yet, I kind of pull back. I'm like, this isn't my age. And then when they're talking again, I'm like, yeah.
Ooh. Okay. Wait, did you say it peaks with tiny baby and then you come back for them talking?
Yeah, like there's an in between where like even with Wolfie, like he doesn't care. Like he has his own agenda. He's doing what he wants. He doesn't need you to like googly in his face. Like he's got business. he has sticks to like bang or like this, but like he's just, but when they're a community, then you're back in, you know? Because for a while they just don't care for you. They're like, you know, they
well, the, certainly the more you try, the more they push back. Like, I'll never forget Jordan Firstman came over when he was little and he waited for this like epic nap. It was forever. He was just like waiting to see Wolfie. And then Wolfie woke up and Jordan immediately like wanted it really badly, exposed that to Wolfie and was like, "Hello, my little man." And Wolfie looked at him and just started bawling. It was just like, "Why do you need this from me?"
Yeah, it's tough. You can't be desperate. You have to understand that they're people. And
why are you craving babies now in this quarantine?
I don't know if I took it for granted, but like holding my friend's babies is nice. And like our friend that's the Joyce's, Fiona's like maybe 3 months, maybe 4 months. Mm-hmm. And that age is just like, they're just little like lumps of love. You know, they're just.
When do they go bad in your studies? Is it like 7 months?
No, not at all. Like, I feel, I don't even know. They don't go back.
I know. No, I just like this theory. I like this theory because, like, it takes a while for their consciousness to even register what we all are. So you can't have, like, a cohesive, like, I'm doing this. You're reacting.
Yeah, and it's tough because they're on the... My favorite was, like, I was talking to Shauna when she was in the shower. And Wolfie came and grabbed my hand. And I was like, I mean, it's so sweet when they choose you. Yeah. And then he walked me out of the room, left me there, and went back to talk to Shauna. Oh, and I was like, wow. Was like, those moments where they're like, they have their own agenda. And, you know, it's like, tough. You got to just get them when they want you.
And that's how you live forever, dog.
You're like doing shows, though. You're doing Kat Cohen's show tonight, and you've done The Cellar online. How does it work? Can you tell me how it works?
Well, comedically, I feel like in the regular world, I'm a busy bee. Like, I'm out there working. And then in this internet age, I am a loser. I've been, like, sitting and watching. I'm like, wow, is Greta ever going to choose me to do the matcha workout or never? What the fuck? So I have been
wow. I love every day checking Greta's page, being like, another fucking comic matcha dancing with Greta.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, I suddenly am the person being like, but you can't be asked to join an internet show because it's not real life. So you're like, whatever, I don't care. But deep down, I'm like, why do I not have my internet booked schedule going? But it's also like, what
are you
I
so now's
do?
Starting to be the time. I feel like at 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I feel like a month in is when I'm going to start to be like, what's happening? I signed up for some shows. I just don't know. What do you do with them? Like when you are on a stand-up show, but then you're in your house.
Well, the one that I did with The Cellar, it was just like Bobby Kelly and Joe List and the three of us talking. And I legit haven't talked to Joe List in like 4 years. And it was like, I couldn't wait to like talk to everyone. Like, it doesn't even matter. Like, I'm waving to the mailman. So we just got to talk. And so that was nice. And then with Kat, you talk to her for a few minutes, but then I have to figure out if I'll do some jokes or a story or a song, or I'll do a
you
show.
You should
like,
sing,
I don't know.
Sing one of her songs.
I love her song. You want me to do it right now?
Yes, please. Do it.
What are you running from? I mean, I only know like one line from each song. Like, that's what's tough. Take my money. Take my money.
I wonder if we're going to do international shows.
I mean, I'm supposed to be in Australia. Oh, I am. Actually, well, it's not a show. It's like a diary. But it's one of the people that work at the Melbourne International Festival messaged me to like submit something. Well, what's also wild is even with all the time and everything, like I'm getting ready to do an SVU podcast and stuff, like even the things I love doing, I'm like, oh really? And it's like, you have nothing, and I'm still like putting things off. It is pretty weird.
I find it just so hard to connect with a thing that is outside of reflecting on this major pandemic sweeping through and murdering people in the night and the day, all the hours of the day. And then I mean, I do think I was when I so you know, Ashley reads this book, Power to Heal. She was my guest last week, and she has like the perspective of just very chin up, got to be the chin up. And like also checking in with feelings and stuff. But when I talk to her, she talks about like they're doing this, what's it called? They're taking placenta. They're taking blood from people that have beat COVID and putting it in people that are having trouble with it. And that's showing signs of like goody goody. So that's like, you know, when you think about, you compound all of the things that seem like hopeful, it feels less like you're buried in it. But I can't stop oscillating between both, honey. I don't want to write a fucking, I mean, like, the movie that I would write takes place in Mexico. And I'm like, I can't picture myself there right now. Like, I, you know, even my passion project
yesterday, who is being productive. Like, he was like, oh, I have a call for this right in a little bit, gotta go. And then he was like, yeah, every day for this many hours and this. And I was like, I think you're the only one that's doing. Like, I didn't know, but
that well, is as you I say feel. That, I do know that you recorded 4 cameos yesterday and you've got more to do today. So let's not poo-poo the fact that you are wearing lingerie and selling videos.
I am, yeah. I'll do whatever. But
I mean, that's just a shout out. But if you're listening right now and you want a cameo, go to Lisa's cameo. It's $15.
Yeah,
I'm gonna buy a cameo. I'm gonna buy some cameos from you.
That I should raise it to 20.
Oh my god! You know what I'm gonna do? Would you make one for my parents in lingerie?
Of course.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh my god, perfect. I want you to do a seductive video being like, chin up, guys. I know you're in the target market, but keep that chin up.
No, but I wanted to just I am doing cameos for anyone that wants a fun message, or if anyone likes me, like, I'll make their day. But
awesome. If anyone likes me,
I am nervous that stand-up will not exist anymore for a year. Like, I'm scared that people will not be wanting to go see live stuff in giant groups. Will I have a job? Do I have other skills? Will I have to reception again? Like, all of these things. So then it's like, write a script. Like, you have all this time. Like, write something, sell something, make something. But it's like, I don't want to. But then it's like, well, you can't complain about not having work. So I do think about that a lot.
Okay.
Like,
I want to insert myself in that spiral and tell you, A, it is a great idea to write a script and there's lots of time to do it, but I just want to commiserate with you and say, like, I have things to do too in my mind and in my productivity brain. True burp.
Bless you.
But, like, it is, I think it's, like, also completely valid thing to do as an artist to just sit back and feel this, you know? Mm-hmm. And then reflect on it. Weren't you talking about a podcast that you listened to someone's?
It's this Netflix show that I've been obsessed with, and I've been trying to get people to watch it for a while, and no one wants to.
What is it called?
It's called Abstract Art of Design. And yeah, it was the guy that he's a graphic designer. That's probably not the official word, but he designed the update for Instagram. So the interface, like what Instagram is, and the icon you click on, everything that you look at. Story, like, he designed that.
Cool.
And he's the one that was like, yeah, I like to feel things. Like, every time I taste something, I go to museums, like, you take all those feelings, and then when you design, you have those feelings to look back on. Like, you have to feel stuff to create. But the whole show is good, and it's like someone that creates fonts. There's the costume designer from Black Panther, Tinker, who's this guy who created like all the Jordans, and he worked at Nike forever. So just like everyone that works in the realm of design, architecture, toy design.
Cool.
I love creatives making money. It just like always makes me, even when people are like, advertising's the devil, and it's like, it is, but I do love that. Like, it's a way for creatives to make money.
Honey, amen. More power to you.
Have you seen the COVID commercials? That is like,
when people have incorporated them and already shot commercials being like, so you got COVID blues. Yeah. Why don't you just eat a Cheeto?
Yeah, it's like, that's grim. That's like movie style. Like,
I mean, but if I'm working in advertising, I'm for sure going to write a COVID commercial.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to write? You're not making anything unless it's like applicable. Like, truly, if you like creatives making money, it's probably like even the reason to make a new commercial is like, guys, you got to dazzle them with what's happening.
No, I would rather them all do like PR charity work and then spend money on commercials telling us how they've helped people. That would make me more interested in their product.
Insert applause break!
Then Hyundai being like, COVID's tough. You can buy this car, no money down, no interest for 6 months. And it's like,
so you can drive around your house.
Like, this is,
drive up to the barricade. That is dark.
I would rather them being like, we donated all these masks, so when this is all over, buy a Hyundai.
Yay, Carol's like, okay. Second Act donated their masks. I wrote that. I mean, I hate to take all the credit, but I did write the PR person for CBS being like, hey, let's do this right away. And it's happening.
Because you guys have all the masks.
We have like tons of equipment that we use for the show, and it was just in storage somewhere. So they found it and they're sending it to the hospitals.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, the hospitalities.
Yeah, it's like, did we talk about this? Also, everything is like blurred, but it's like, yeah, whatever. Oh, maybe my therapist was saying this, but like, whatever you are is what's magnified. So if you suck, you're going to be more sucky in this. And that's true.
My therapist said a similar thing, which was whatever fear, like all of your fears are magnified here. Whatever fear you had before is like even bigger now.
So it's like, if you're good, like everyone that's in my life that's good is like donating to food banks, like trying to drop off food, cleaning out, like everyone is doing what they can to make other people happier, better, safer. And I'm glad I don't have people in my life.
You're glad. Sorry. I'm going to cut that part because I talked over you, but you were finishing by saying that you're glad that you have good people in your life, while I was like, and here I am talking as you are finishing what you're saying.
No, you're good. I mean, the fact is I do live alone. Like, most of my friends are not alone, and I am very grateful that everyone is checking up on me. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I just fantasize about what you're doing in your day. As I'm like trying to sneak out of Wolfie's bed. I mean, have you seen Invisible Man?
No, and that's like the last movie I wish I saw in the movie
theater.
Wait,
but it's out. It's out. You can rent it
on TV.
You can rent it through. You can buy it.
I'm scared to watch it alone.
It's not that scary. Just know that it's CGI when you're too scared. But the opening scene of it, this is not going to blow anything because it's literally the very first thing that happens in the movie. But she's trying to escape this abusive man. And so she's like very, very quietly like sneaking out of the bed. And that's my life ever since Wolfie's not in the crib anymore. And I need to like fully put him to bed to sneak away so that I can like set it and forget it. And the stakes are so high. Like, a cocktail is at the end of me sneaking out of his bed. But like any wrong movement and he's like, he catches me, and then I've got to pretend to be sleeping again. Who let the dogs
out? Wait, but I was going to say, like, Ashley Graham, plus size supermodel, extraordinaire.
She's my guest next week.
Oh my God. If she was, I would break the quarantine and break into your home. But she was on Miley Cyrus's Bright Minded Instagram show, and she was saying, she goes, you know, in the real world, I would be done with my maternity leave. I would be back to work. I was like, I already had a schedule 2 months after the baby was born to go to work. And she goes, and in a way, I'm on an extended maternity leave and I get to hang out with my son. And these are moments I would have never had.
Yes.
I'm a workaholic. And so I think in that capacity, if you're able to spend these beautiful times with your kids, it could be a blessing. It's just, it seems hard. It depends on the age and how you act and everything, but it is, you know, like you said, a lot of people rely on nannies or daycare or help, and it is startling probably not to have any help.
Hollywood scoop, 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 scoop. Hollywood scoop, 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 scoop.
My friend Julia, her really good friends from college live in Ecuador with their two kids. Wow. And they've been there for a while. They're like Christians doing work. Mm-hmm. But they were supposed to move back to America in June, and there's no flight. There's nothing. Wow. And they don't know what to do. And they have to work from home. But the kids are going from school, like school at home, and they only have two laptops. So the kids have to do school all day, and then they can work on those laptops and do their work. So they have to and then they don't know when they'll leave Ecuador now. And the U.S. Embassy gave them, the only option they gave them is they can get on a military plane. But that means you're trapped. You're strapped on the military plane for 12 hours. There's no bathrooms, no food, no. And it's either super hot or freezing. And they're like, no, we can't do that. And so, like, that to me is insane. Like, you can't work until your kids are done with school. I just can't imagine.
I would get on that military plane. I would pack a blanket and pack a tank top and just get on there.
No, not with your kid. With no bathroom, there's no way.
Diapers. I guess you could all. What are people doing outside of your balcony these days? You've had some cop visits, which we could bleep
and
this if you
department.
Don't. And fire yeah. department. Okay, cool. You don't want to bleep. What else
no,
is going
mostly
on?
No, it's like I see the same old couple with full-on masks walking like twice a day. I see them.
That's good.
I just see people walking like with their families, jogging. Everyone's just walking. There hasn't been any. Oh, there is one guy who sits outside my balcony and talks about Quibi like all the time. He cannot stop mentioning Quibi and just so many business deals.
Is he working for Quibi?
Yeah, what I've gathered from spying is he is working on the new LeBron show for Quibi about the schools that he's built, and it's quote unquote a tearjerker, and he had no idea how. He said it's amazing to know how much money LeBron has. He was also talking about his office, and he was talking about how he can't wait for the summer because everyone's going to party because they've just been so cooped up, and his birthday's going to be the shit. And I'm like,
oh my God,
you're not having a birthday.
Oh my God. I love that mentality of like, this is going to be so fucking sick. I'm like, who has that idea? Quibi's going to be fucking amazing.
The only people that are like celebrating right now are the people that make the tests and then are going to capitalize and ruin our lives from it. Like, that's, and Purell, you know, it's like the only people that are like, fuck yeah, are evil.
Purell, Tiger King, Love is Blind.
Not evil, but, well, I don't know, actually. I don't know who makes them, if it's Johnson & Johnson. Like, who knows?
All Wait, the companies- who are you? You're talking about Purell right now?
No, I'm talking about, like, so someone was telling me inside Scoop that they think, like, the companies that make the quick tests, like, they're going to sell it to everywhere. So, like, before you enter a concert or a movie theater or anything,
yeah,
you're going to have to take a test.
Ooh.
And those people are going to make a killing.
Yes. Yes. If you are one of those people, please reach out. Please tweet in. I would love to talk to you on this podcast or privately.
They're, like, too busy petting their hairless cat, you know? And, like, feeding their crocodiles, like
feeding their hairless cat to their crocodiles and then opening up a new hairless cat out of a fresh box. Tell me more about the digital future. What are your predictions? You said people aren't going to shake hands.
Oh yeah, I can't wait. That's the one thing that I'm like, fuck yeah. I'm so glad to know. That's such a product of the patriarchy. Like, I'm so happy to
handshaking know.
I think so. I think it's like a big dick. Like, look how hard I can squeeze. You know, it's like such a gross, masculine, disgusting thing. And I can't wait to never do it.
I mean, I love high-fiving, but I am also part of the patriarchy.
High-fiving is different.
High-fiving is right. Kind of more fun, but you could argue that it's like, let's see if we can match hands, man.
No, high five, I think, is a good fucking time. But I'm done high five.
But we're not, no one's high fiving. Everybody's doing like little waves or, I like hitting the feet more than elbows. You like elbows, right?
I love an elbow. Yeah, I love elbows.
It's just kind of still, you're like touching each other's things. Whereas feet, it's like that goes all over the floor.
Yeah, maybe we'll just be kicking feet.
Kicking feet just like as hard as we can. I will just be so pent up.
I would win that, baby girl, because I am roundhouse kicking every night.
When you said baby girl, I like to picture myself in like traditional 1800 babies size and bonnet, and you're holding me.
Oh, yeah.
You're holding me and you're smoking a joint and you're sitting on your balcony.
You as a baby was so cute. I love your little baby photos. The little I'm Miss Happy, or what is that shirt?
With yeah. The purple what are those things? Those like Miss Happy, Miss Sad, Mr. Climax. Maybe that'll be my digital business, doing like naughty Miss Cum.
But that's the other thing. So now it's like thinking of ways to make money in this. And then I feel like gross capitalizing
so gross.
On this awful thing.
Yeah.
But my friends are like, just start a Patreon. You have to do a Patreon. I'm like, that just seems so wrong in these times. But it's like, what else are we? I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't know. Instagram shows. Yeah.
It depends how fun they are. But I think they're giving people joy. Like, I really... like, and the people that are succeeding are the ones that were already crushing it on the internet. There's very few old timey people that are like, now I'm gonna kill it here. It's like the young generation of comics who have been killing it online that are now thriving.
Yeah. But what is it? Yeah.
And it's like those things, like all the like quote unquote road comics, all these dudes were like hating on these girls' front facing videos and like character work and like how stupid it is. And now they're the ones that are like truly gonna be millionaires.
Yes.
That feels really good to me that like these young, because I love all those videos. I love Alyssa Limpiris. Yes.
Listen to the episode with Alyssa Limpiris.
Eva Victor, they're all so funny, and so like I'm glad that they are.
Also, do you know Alyssa's origin story? If you listen to the Goody Goody episode with her,
but I was gonna say, did you see her Kahlua thing?
No. Oh, the Kahlua. Yes, the Kahlua. Well, yeah, that's part of the origin story. Is that her dad passed away, and so she had this memory. The Kahlua thing is that she had the memory of her dad drinking Kahlua and playing backgammon with her. And did Kahlua know that story, or did that was that magic?
No, but out of the blue, so like what I remember from her post is like, she had just been talking about, like, she never mentioned anything to Kahlua, and they followed her on Twitter. And it was a day particularly where she was, like, thoughtful of her dad or talking about her something. And she was like, oh, my God, this is insane. I can't believe they just followed me. So she messaged them just being like, hey, so amazing you messaged me. Like, me and my dad used to play. And they're like, can we send you something?
Oh.
And she said, sure. And she had no idea. And, yeah, it was a Kahlua.
That's so sweet.
Personal made backgammon board.
That is just so sweet. I love that story so much.
Yeah, it just seems sweet. Like I'm sure they're gonna get presser, but it does seem just good. It really doesn't.
Yeah,
seem
like if you do like a thoughtful, nice thing, even if you know that you're gonna get attention for it, it's still a thoughtful, nice thing. Like I called you when I brought that lady groceries, and I knew that I wanted attention from you for telling you, but it's still a nice thing that I did.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that's the whole thing. We all do what makes us feel good, and so even people that like do charity work, it's like it doesn't make you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no denying that.
Well, what I was going to say about Alyssa's origin story of making videos was that she started to do it because she was having to live at home because her dad was dying. So it was this dark time, and this was born from this dark time because like that was what she could do. So it's kind of a cool sort of connection to what's happening now. And I guess it's like, you know, as this thing goes on for longer, my first reaction to people trying to do something now was like, shut up. And it still kind of is because I'm defensive for myself. But like, it is kind of about like it's completely unknown, but this is going to, it's all of our energy is going to funnel into these different things. And it won't be stand up for a long time. I mean, I don't know how long, but like, yeah, if we've got to do COVID tests before going into be in the same place, it's not going to be like, it's not at all going to be the same.
Yeah, it's like scary. It's just, it is really wild to have your whole career just it's wild. I get a surge of emotion. So it's like, I'm addicted to feeling angry. Like I'm addicted to finding a Trump person who thinks he's doing a good job. Like I do have this like urge to find something that's going to piss me off online. And
that's true.
And
it is true. So. Yeah. Looking at numbers too. There's a part of you that's just like, fucking get up there so that we can go down. You know, it's like, let's go fucking, let's do this. Let's get over this hill.
Yeah.
So fucking crazy.
I'm straightening my hair while I do this. How fun is that?
Perf. You're gonna straighten your hair for your big 5 o'clock digital show.
Yeah, and for the camera. My hair is just, I got a really bad haircut before this started.
Oh, God. My friend actually was walking her dog and chipped her front teeth like straight off right before the quarantine started. Yeah, so I feel like a bad haircut's mo better than that.
Oh my God, yeah. I can't, we'll see what happens when I have full gray hair though. Like I am like, I've always respected those people. I was talking to someone where it's like, now we really know how to value humans, but I think I always have. And so I've always like loved my the people that do my pedicures. I always tip 30-40%.
I can't believe, okay, this piece of trivia about you, I just got told, but you never clipped your own toenails from the age of what?
High school. I've not touched or cut my own toenails since I was in high school. I've gotten a pedicure every 3 weeks my whole life.
That is so fucking insane.
Yeah, it's just the thing that, like, once my mom had, like, hip replacements and couldn't do her own toes, we all just would go as a family.
Amazing. Big bonus.
So then it just got used to it. And then they do such a good job. Like, I have not had nail polish on my toes since high school. I don't even know what my toes look like. Like, toenails. You know, it's just that the quote that I hate repeating because I don't believe in God, but it's like, you know, you make plans and God laughs, and that's how I feel this whole year is for everybody. But
if you don't believe in God, you can say you make plans and the universe cackles.
Yeah, cackles is better.
Cackles is better. That's the figure of speech Wolfie's gonna know.
Plans. I was gonna be in Australia this month. You know, like. It's crazy.
Do you want to do a simulation where you're in Australia?
No, not at all.
Good, because I can't do an Australian accent.
I did want to bring this up when we were talking about like appreciating people. My friend Langston's wife, Nikki, she's a lawyer and she's so smart. And she posted something from Twitter on her Instagram, and it was how they came up with the $1,200. Because people keep being like, that's not enough, and it's not. And she said it's the minimum wage, $7.25 times 40 hours times 4 weeks. And then they rounded it up a little. So all the people that don't want to raise minimum wage for all these workers that we now rely on.
Yeah.
And anyone that ever says, go to McDonald's, just get a job, get two jobs, shut up, you know, bootstraps, America. All those people, it's like, now you try to live on $1,200 a month with a family. And
yeah.
I was like, that just really stung me today, where it's like all these people, they fight so hard to not give them that money. And like, that's our check. Like, that's why when they say like your society is doing as good as you treat the worst or like the lowest, that's like, we're getting slapped in the face with that.
Yeah. I also think about it. The environmental aspect can make me feel uplifted sometimes, where it's like, you know, how clear the air is and how much better the earth is doing because we're not polluting it like fucking animals, like just like, you know, it's not just like fully fucking exhaust pipe into the environment's mouth. Now I like to think about it as like, the world loves us, the earth loves us, and the earth is like trying to save us. It was like fires, everything's dying, fires, someone pay attention. And then we didn't, and they're like, all right, cool, I'll just fucking ground all of you fucking go home. I'll make it so that you can't do anything so that I can breathe for like 2 months to a year or whatever. However, I mean, the earth probably thinks of a year like 13 seconds, not even a blip of a second. So, like, it's the Earth's way of being like, let me fucking breathe for a second.
We have a lot of witches in our life, and that's been, that's where a lot of my positivity has come from, is this Mother Nature goodness, end of bad system. But, like, do we learn? I mean, look at us. Like, the Holocaust was not that long ago, and we're back to, like, full-on Nazis in America. So it's like, who knows? But I hope after this, we give everyone insurance, and we pay everyone $15, $20 an hour, and, like, that's how we bring the economy up, you know, like by giving people room to breathe and spend and save and have an actual fucking life. And even on Twitter, that's one of the things I go look to see how people are going to get mad. It's like, yeah, fucking handouts. And it's just like, why do you think jobs should exist without a living wage? Like, you really believe people should be working and not have enough to survive? Like, that is...
Well, those are the same people, too, that are like, old people would be happy to die for the economy. And it's like, you're so short-sighted. The idea that if old people, okay, fine, you let the disease just sweep over everyone, and everyone over 65 is at risk of dying, and does die. And so it's millions of people, and they all go to the hospital, and it creates this environment where like a ventilator is like is gold, and people are fucking killing themselves for treatment and kidnapping doctors so that their mother's life can be saved. It's like that's not going to be less Mad Maxy.
I wish everyone that said that, someone appeared at their door and said, who of your family are you sacrificing? That's what I want to happen. Anyone that believes that, I want them and their whole family.
Okay, so this is the other show that I produce that is centered around you. It's you, you're wearing lingerie underneath a trench coat and then a Sherlock Holmes cap, and you've got a joint in your mouth. You're holding baby Sabrina Jalice. You knock on people's door, you say, who do you want to kill? Baby Sabrina Jalice has a knife. Baby Sabrina Jalice stabs the person after they answer and goes to kill their loved one.
Yeah.
It's animated.
I love this show a lot.
Hey, you know what? Actually, animation is...
We gotta message our manager immediately.
We truly have got to.
Wait, would you ever have Sam on the podcast?
I'm going to. Yeah, I'm going to. I asked her when we were in Mexico. She said yes.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Our manager, Sam Safer, true legend, witch, potion maker, and best manager in the game. Truly. Life-changing. Yeah. Life-changing soul.
Love her so much. Friends for life.
You. What do you love about me?
About you?
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you're making me do this. I love your spunk. I love that you are a great entertainer and host, and that you like to treat people like kings when they come to your house. I love the way you get problems solved.
Yes.
I love the way you parent.
Yes.
I love your enthusiasm. I love your ability to be straightforward and chat and say things that are on your mind.
Yeah, baby.
I love that you love your family so much and you do good things for them. And I love your love for surprising people. And
I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I liked all of those things except enthusiasm stung, but... It was cushioned with so many great things.
You still have enthusiasm.
I know, but enthusiasm seems like something that you say before you like kick someone off of a reality show.
Oh, really?
Well, you're like, I love your the fact that you're present and excited. Okay.
No.
Would you rather marry Jessica from Love is Blind? I know you actually don't mind her. We actually debated about that because I said this is the worst person and you're like, she's just a victim of being bad.
I just think every man there was worse than Jessica.
I feel like she was...
Except for Kenny, of course. But
would you rather marry Jessica or marry... what was your least favorite man on Love is Blind?
Oh, they all were. Probably Damien.
Okay. Would you rather marry Damien from Love is Blind or marry the Tiger King?
Well, the Tiger King's in jail, so then I could live my life. So I would totally...
No,
marry.
But you would... It, this is circa 1992.
Okay. No, obviously
Damien. Imagine you being married to the Tiger King.
No, obviously Damien.
What's his name, the guy?
Joe Exotic.
I feel like you'd murder him before shooting yourself in the head. You'd murder him and ride off on a tiger.
I would definitely like help all the animals escape, I think.
I would first tell the lady that had her arm bitten off to sue and stop feeding the tigers with one arm and start getting a lawyer.
And to, like, clean the nub a little bit. I mean, you're on TV. Can you dust off? Like, I don't understand.
Dust it. I'm sure it doesn't dust off, but I do think a little fashion cap would be cool.
Shark Tank fashion caps for
I don't like who I am in this point of the podcast.
But he's trans, and he's actually one of the hottest ones of the show, I would say.
Who?
And One Arm
is trans?
Yeah, the guy who made the podcast did a Q&A on Twitter and just like put facts from the podcast and things he knew about his research.
Okay.
And then people asked questions. And so he was like, oh, by the way, he goes by this and he's trans.
Oh, okay, cool. I mean,
but the campaign manager is my one true love. And like, I'm obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah. You would date him.
Yeah, but he's gay. I learned, but like, I would be friends with him. I would help him. I would do anything. Like, he was like the one true person that was like, this was the worst time of my life. Everyone's a lunatic. This is bad.
Yeah, but Lisa, he's also like, if he was managing Walmart and then got scouted by Joe Exotic. Okay, I get it.
He was not managing Walmart. He was a young gay boy who saw Joe Exotic at Walmart and said, thank you for being an openly gay person running for office. That's really cool of you. And they said, you're the campaign manager now. So what young gay kid working at Walmart wouldn't be like, yeah, I'll be a campaign manager.
I just think that whole show is like a buffet of like such vile people that you show like one medium person that has a normal reaction and you're like, oh, what a cutie.
Yeah. 100%.
But you don't live in a world where the only people that you could date is Tiger King people.
No, I could only date people that pass by my balcony now. Like, that's...
You're going to be dating the Quibi guy in May.
I would help him. He would have to change his personality a little bit.
The Quibi guy?
Yeah, he would need to be a little bit more thoughtful. I'd make him donate to a food bank. I would like tell him to stop worrying about Quibi so much. Like, I would.
What is best case scenario our lives in 2 weeks from now?
Donald Trump dies of COVID. Mitch McConnell like all of them die would be the best case scenario. Jeff Bezos, like someone controls his brain and like gives everything away and like helps society.
Oh, I also am animated show where you control Jeff Bezos's brain. Guys, animated shows.
I just got a text that I'm going to have a visitor soon. The Daltons are coming to say hi.
Oh my God.
I'm going to have a guest in a minute.
Okay, what, cool.
Do you think, are we going to end this or are we going to?
Yeah, no, we've done plenty. We've done plenty. This is perfect. If you have anything else to say or plug, I think we did a good job plugging your cameos.
People can buy my
album,
but like,
what's your album called?
I don't think I have ever gotten the money from it. Like, I don't think I've gotten a dime off my album. Like,
well, don't tell people that because then, yeah, first of all, if someone knows how to get a dime from Lisa's album that people have bought, write in and let us know.
Or SoundExchange or Spotify. Like, I don't know how to get, because people do listen to it. I see it. Like, people send me photos of like tracks being on, what's it called? On like Sirius Radio or whatever. But I don't know. But what's also crazy about albums is like every loose lunatic from any weird state always gets to number one. I could not break 24 when I put this album out. Like, I was like, what is happening? It's so hard. But I think it's a good album. I'm like a baby in it. It's so, from so long ago, but.
I'm going to go ahead and buy that album right now. Now tell them what it's called.
Glitter Cheese.
Glitter Cheese on iTunes. Cameo, $15 cameos. Will she get sexual? Yes. Will she charge extra? Probably later, so get on it now.
Oh, this is like a funny thing that I've been telling people, but I do follow porn stars online and none of them are doing a good job isolating. Like, it is so fucked up.
What's happening?
Well, two porn star girls went to a gas station to buy snacks and then sucked the dick of the gas station attendant.
No fucking way.
Yeah. And then another one is isolating, like she's staying in her home and it seems like she's following the precautions, but she keeps having people over and fucking them or playing beer pong. And it's like, honey, you can't do that.
Who let the dogs out?
Yeah, little goals.
Helping, like, helping in a way you can.
No weed until the sun is down.
That's right. Tiny little goals.
But I, you know, I like did the kitchen. It's really weird where I make a list every day of things I'd be proud of, and they're just so simple, but just,
well,
like, what is helping
you
me?
I sent you a potato by Uber last week, and you yes. made potatoes for the first time.
For the first time in my fucking life. And then my mom, oh, it's so funny. I'm like, I was trying to make mashed potatoes, and I was like, oh, fuck, I don't have a peeler. And my mom goes, you don't have a knife? And I was like, oh, my God, I forgot my mom is magic and peels potatoes with a fucking knife. Like, what?
I'd love to see the potato that you peeled, and it's just like a marble.
No, that's definitely going to fucking happen.
You made salmon, though.
I did. It was so nice. I have some asparagus. That's like my goal today is to make asparagus. But yeah, making garlic butter, it felt definitely good.
That's the next animated show I'm pitching for you, which is Lisa makes asparagus, but it's over the course of a season. It takes 6 episodes. Just a short season. You just keep getting
cool,
distracted.
But my mom makes potatoes with eggs that I fucking love. So she said that we could FaceTime, but I have to peel the potatoes before I call her. So we'll see.
Wow. She's really precious about her time.
No.
She's like, don't fucking call me till all your ingredients are fully prepped and cubed.
No, but making a potato, this has taught me a lot. Like, it is also weird and dark to think of goals. Like, after this, I'm going to do this. Like, who knows? Like, our society as it functions might never work again. Like, the most grim thing is, like, oh, we're going into, like...
You make plans in the universe. She cackles.
Ooh, that's the real deep shit.
Yeah, but I do have these goals. And my goal is, like, I need to find love. No more shyness. I don't care if I have to go nightclubbing by myself. Like, I am... needing a partner.
That's the best sentence. I need to find love. No more shyness. I don't care if I have to go nightclubbing by myself.
The Daltons are here.
Okay.
Oh,
hi, Daltons.
But one of the goals is, like, I don't have to wait an hour for a delivery. I can make a grilled cheese in 5 minutes.
Yes. Yes. Lessons.
It's wait, say hi to the podcast.
Hi, guys.
They look so cute. Oh, I'll take a photo.
Yeah, take a photo and send it to me. Okay, love you. Say hi to the Daltons.
You.
Bye.
Bye.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcast.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.